Right now, joining us is dual Olympian. Her name is Alyssa Bull. She's part of the canoeing Australian team, her and Elise Burnett.
What's the difference between canoeing and kayaking?
Canoeing is, yeah.
In a canoe.
In a canoe, and a kayak's in a kayak.
Canoes.
Why would you ask me these things? Ali Bull, she joins us right now. Morning, lovely.
G'day, how you going?
Good. How you feeling? Only a couple of weeks to go.
Yeah, I reckon. It's definitely getting exciting. We got all our gear for the opening ceremony yesterday.
Ooh. That's cool.
What does it look like? What does it look like? Give us an inside.
Sorry?
Give us an inside scoop. What does it look like?
Oh, well, it's all on Instagram and stuff anyway, isn't it?
No, come on.
No, it's really nice. They got a really good colour scheme this year. The guys from Sportscraft have done a really, really good job. It all looks really good, very fancy. So,
Ali, can I just say, I'm really keen to see how it all turns out, and I think it actually looks to me, from what I've seen, looks like a nod back to the traditional green and gold days when it was sort of the boxing kangaroo and all the rest of it. But do you remember the Rio game when the opening ceremony outfit came out? Everyone looked like a Medicare card.
100%. I still got that blazer in the cupboard. Actually,
I was going to ask you, do you have yours?
This one definitely, it goes back to, you know, that more traditional forest green and, that just genuine yellow colour. So,
awesome.
This one obviously in Rio was awesome as well.
Yeah.
But this one's just a little bit more back to what we're used to seeing Aussies in. So, yeah, cool.
Now, Ali, what day are you actually competing of the Olympics? Like, what day number? Yeah. Because do you get to go to the opening ceremony?
No, so we actually fly out the day after the opening ceremony. So I'm going to be at home. Hopefully I can get mum and dad, my brother and sister and that around. My brother and his fiancée, sister-in-law, almost.
Hello.
Nearly.
Have a barbecue and watch the opening ceremony at home, and then we fly out the next day.
Okay.
Wow. So, because what are the rules around that this year? Because you could have kind of only fly in a few days before your event, yeah?
Yeah, you're not allowed in the village longer than 5 days prior to the start of your competition. But we're going a little bit earlier. We had organised already with where they have the 64 games in Tota City in Japan.
Yeah.
So we'll be using the course there for about a week before we head into the village.
Okay.
Because we can't use the course while the rollers are racing. We get specified times in the afternoon, and every other kayaker will want to be out there.
Yeah.
So we might as well stay in our nice clean water as long as we can.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Ali, does that change your preparation mentally? I mean, Brazil, when you went in 2016, you were over there, which was a lot of people regarded a very loose games in terms of its structure and everything else. Things couldn't be any more different this time round. Do you find that the preparation's been different for you as well mentally?
Look, the main difference for us is that we haven't raced internationally since 2019. So we would normally be in Europe right now. We would have raced World Cups in May, and we would do our lead-in in Europe. But the time difference for us is finally it suits Aussies. We can go in as late as we want almost because it's only an hour's time difference as opposed to being like 8 hours behind or something. So,
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. So we get to stay at home for a bit longer. The only thing to get used to mainly would be the heat, but we've been doing plenty of heat acclimatization training stuff here on the coast in hot spas and heat tents on bikes and stuff. So, yeah, we're definitely working out ways to get used to heat. Plus, I like to think that I've been in a few hot fires with work, being a fiery, so maybe I've got a little bit extra. I don't know.
Well, not only that, those Japanese onsens are pretty toasty warm too, are they? Although the attire that you wear in them is a little bit suspect. You got to go nude in those.
Yeah, I've never been. We were lucky enough to go to Japan for the test in 2019, but we didn't get to go into any onsens or anything like that. But
you'll have time. You'll have time to nude up, Ali.
Shame we can't go anywhere except for the village and the venue.
That's it. Exactly right. Hey, Ali, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You and your partner, Alice Burnett, obviously in that K2 canoe, which is going to be so much fun watching you guys over there smash it for the Aussies.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having a chat this morning.